I'm Alan Tu, and welcome back to another NewsWorks Explainer podcast. When Superstorm Sandy washed ashore in October 2012, it hit New Jersey and New York particularly hard. In New Jersey alone, damages to businesses, homes, and infrastructure are likely to surpass $37 billion when everything's paid for. So who's going to pay for this? Well, in a homeowner's case, their insurance companies are on the hook for some of that. But what's not covered by the insurance companies comes out of the homeowner's pocket, or if they're lucky, they might qualify for different grants being offered by the state. That's where I get stuck. It's nearly a year and a half since the storm, and I still can't keep all of the Sandy funds straight. I do remember Congress, at Governor Christie's urging, approving $48 billion to help the affected states. And I know that it's the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs, the DCA, that is handling the distribution for much of the state's share. But when Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer got on TV and said that Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno was holding Sandy funds hostage, well, we learned that what she was talking about was money from FEMA, specifically the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. That's about the point where I knew I needed some help to understand all of the different ways that Sandy money is getting to New Jersey. My tour guide for this money maze, he covers the Sandy aftermath for WNYC and NJ Spotlight, and his reporting has been shedding light on the complex process of who gets aid and how they get it. Scott Gurian, thanks for agreeing to help me out on this. Let me ask you, where do you even start with this when you try to explain this to someone?
Well, Alan, as you mentioned in your intro, most of the Sandy aid money that's coming to New Jersey in the aftermath of the storm has come out of that $48 billion of emergency funding you mentioned that Congress approved for all the affected states. Now, out of that total, Governor Chris Christie said last May that he expected about $20 to $25 billion to ultimately make it to New Jersey at the end of the day. And more recently, he revised his estimate downward, projecting that the state will receive about $15 to $20 billion. And then just a few weeks ago, he actually revised his estimates downward yet again. So now he's saying the state will only get, in his estimation, about $10 to $15 billion. And we're not entirely clear how the administration is coming up with these figures. But whatever they are, keep in mind that, as you said, New Jersey has conservatively estimated its losses from Sandy at about $37 billion. So there's sure to be a large gap between what's covered through federal aid and the total amount of people's unmet needs, which they'll have to cover through, you know, a mix of private insurance, loans, dipping into their personal savings, and perhaps help from family and friends. So all that said, the recovery funding that individuals, businesses, business owners, and local governments do receive is trickling down through a variety of sources, most notably from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, but also from FEMA and a variety of other federal departments and agencies.
Now, in New Jersey, it's going to be the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs, the DCA, that distributes the HUD money. Is that right?
Right. They distribute what's called community development block grants through homeowners as well as to business owners and local municipalities around the state. The money for homeowners comes through three main programs. There's the Homeowner Reconstruction, Rehabilitation, Elevation, and Mitigation Program, RREM. And that offers grants of up to $150,000 for people if their homes were damaged after Sandy. This will help cover repairs, help them to elevate their homes and rebuild their primary residences, not for secondary residences, but for their primary homes. And then there's two other programs for homeowners, the Homeowner Resettlement Program that gives grants up to $10,000 so people can stay in their homes in Sandy-impacted communities. And there's also the Sandy Home Buyer Assistance Program, which gives up to $50,000 to help specifically for low and moderate income residents to purchase homes in Sandy-impacted communities.
Another approach that the state is using to get aid to the states is through its federal agencies. Is the money coming from these agencies part of the same money that Congress approved in January 2013?
No, this, for the most part, this would all be out of that $48 billion, and most of the money we're talking about here wouldn't be so much for individuals, but for local governments and municipalities around the state. So we're talking about money through a number of other federal departments and agencies. For example, the U.S. Department of Transportation has given money to New Jersey Transit, as well as the New Jersey Department of Transportation to do emergency repairs of state highways and of the state rail network. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services gave some money to New Jersey after the storm to, you know, fix healthcare-related facilities. And then there's been other funding through a number of other federal agencies. It's trickled down to New Jersey, such as the EPA, the Department of Agriculture, and of course, we hear about money going to the Army Corps of Engineers to eventually build this line of dunes along the coast of New Jersey.
Scott Gurian, that was very helpful. Thank you so much for helping us.
You're welcome.